Shall we pray? Almighty Heavenly Father, we thank Thee that Thou art our Heavenly Father. And our hearts are grateful this afternoon as we meet together here in this place that Thou hast given us, this beautiful building dedicated to the testimony of Jesus Christ, dedicated to the preaching and the proclaiming of the great principles of the Word of God. We thank Thee for giving us the Christian Admiral. Oh, Father, we pray that as we meet together here this afternoon and as we sit in the very presence of this witness that we have that Thou hast given to us, we might remember once again that Thou art the Lord God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Father, as the psalmist says, who can declare the mighty acts of God? And Father, as we contemplate Thy might, Thy love, Thy mercy, Thy tender care, we are reminded of Thy love which did send Jesus Christ to this earth below, to this sin-cursed earth. He sent Jesus Christ to this earth to die for the ungodly. And Father, we just marvel in that great truth as we begin the service this afternoon. And we rejoice that Christ came to this earth and He died for our sins. And we rejoice in the joy and the peace and the happiness that is ours today because Jesus Christ has paid in full the penalty, the condemnation for our sins, and has removed the guilt of our sins. Oh Lord, we pray that this Christian Admiral may proclaim this glorious message up and down this nation. May people come to this place, hear the faithful preaching of the gospel, respond to it, and realize that they have been commissioned to preach the gospel, the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father, as we think of this blessed republic that Thou hast established, we think of our forebears who were men of great principle, men who believed the Word of God. And Father, our call today is that our leaders across our nation may once again return to the Word of God, return again to these great principles that has given this nation liberty. And Father, we just thank Thee for what Thou hast done for us up and down this land. And Father, we pray that there might be a rededication of each one of us to go forth and to preach the gospel and warn against unbelief. Father, have Your way in this service this afternoon and all that is said and done. And we just thank Thee once again for sending Thy man for our time. We thank Thee for Dr. McIntyre and his host, as we have rallied around him in this great cause. And we give glory to Jesus Christ. In His name we pray. Amen. Now let's turn to the hymn which you find on the program on the back cover, God of Our Fathers. God of Our Fathers. And we shall be led by Mr. Shepherd in the singing of this hymn. We'll sing all the stanzas together.
We're grateful to the city and their welcome. And we're thankful that the mayor is here to give us
a formal agreement. When we were making the decision to come and take over the Christian Admiral and we were discussing every angle of it, one of the things that impressed us and actually influenced us was the fact that the city fathers had been able to reduce their budget expenditures and their taxes, and we were tremendously impressed with the management of this community. And we are happy now to be a part of the community life here in Cape May. We welcome the mayor and we welcome his work. The Honourable Mr. Ross. Captain McIntyre, honored guests and friends of the Christian Admiral. We are gathered here today not merely to state the formal reopening of a hotel, but to dedicate a center for worldwide religious conferences. Cape May's Queen of Hotels, the Admiral, has experienced rebirth, and therefore it is only fitting that, like Jacob, he should be given a new name, the Christian Admiral. Today marks an event which is great in the history of Cape May, and also great in the hearts and minds of people throughout the nation. If we can dedicate ourselves to the service of God as we dedicate this building, this day can be a milestone in the spiritual progress of our people. On behalf of the City of Cape May, I extend to you all hearty greetings and best wishes. May the Spirit of God reign over all your work. I thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Ross. Now we shall turn to revival, and Dr. Alan A. McCray, the President of Faith Theological Seminary in Elkins Park, one of the leaders in our great movement, will read to us from the Book of Proverbs, chapter 16.
Of the ministry of the
freedom of speech and the free exercise of religion. For the exposure of the enemies of our faith and our freedom, including all forms of totalitarianism, both from the right and from the left, especially in this hour of the communist conspiracy. For the manifestation of Christian cooperation and genuine Christian fellowship. For the promotion of a 20th century reformation. Now together, we have all the members of the Corporation of the Christian Union Christ, the members of the Bible Christian Union Christ, and all associated with the American Council of Christian Churches and the International Council of Christian Churches, together with our neighbors and friends, do now dedicate this entire building and ground, coming on the Atlantic Ocean, in the United States of America, the state of New Jersey, the city of St. Mary's, to the glory of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We shall have an anthem by the combined choirs of the Bible Presbyterian Church of Collingswood, after which Dr. J. Gordon Holcroft, President of the Associated Missions of the ICC, President of the Independent Board for Presbyterian Foreign Missions, will lead us in our dedicatory prayer.
Not far distant today from our own shores. If
blooded American. I have to stand up and be counted. Over in the Old Testament scriptures in Joel, we have that prophecy concerning the time that would come in the future when our sons and daughters would prophesy. Old men would dream dreams and young men would see visions. And also in connection with that, I was reading a passage over in Nehemiah where he went into Jerusalem when the report was made of the walls being torn down, the city filled with debris, that by moonlight he made a survey of that place. And he determined by the help of God and God's people that they would see that the walls were built again and the gates set up that had been burned with fire. And so, you know, as I read that again, I thought of a modern Nehemiah, who not so many months ago came to this place and surveyed the rubble. And he too had a vision. And he too had inspired a group of people who, like in Nehemiah's day, said, let us rise up and build. And who said, let us strengthen our hands for this good work. And because people have rallied to that call today, we are witnessing a sort of resurrection in this place. We think of the old admiral that has stood here so long and became dilapidated and almost literally has passed away. But what we see here today is a resurrection. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And so we really have a resurrection in this place today. And I must not take too much of this valuable time. But at this time, I want to say that some years ago, one of our American humorists was talking about a conference. And he says, he defined it this way. He said, a conference is a gathering of very important people. And singly, they can do nothing. But together, they can decide that nothing can be done. Now I think we can reverse that old thing today. Because there have been many whose hearts have been touched and they have done all they could singly. And so groups have gotten together. And instead of deciding that nothing can be done, they have put their shoulder to the wheel, they have done a great job. And so I want to say just now that it was my privilege on last Lord's Day right after the morning service to heed a call that had come to me a little earlier to break away as soon as I could and come over to Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania. What a good meal awaited me there, his wife and I. And then that we would go to the home of one of these that is so interested in our cause, and that there would be about 40 people there that wanted to shake hands with Amen Sarah. So I could not withstand that invitation, and I went over there and had a wonderful time with this great and good group of people that have been such wonderful supporters of this 20th century Reformation movement, and now in this matter of our Christian Admiral. And so, Dr. McIntyre, if you'll come forward just now. First of all, I want to present to you a painting here of this beautiful seal of the state of Pennsylvania that has been painted by some of those folks, and asked that you put it in the Pennsylvania Rule. But that is not all. As we kept talking, they drew a number of files there and handed it to me. And I was told that in this we would find $1,202. This is for the new station. I presume it will be 482. This has been given to the 20th Century Reformation broadcast by a group of our friends over in Pennsylvania. Bryn Mawr, a group that you met with, I think in February, that presented you at that time three stations. And also, about $200 of this is from cards that one of our good brothers over in Pennsylvania sent out in the mail, and our listeners in Delaware, and New Jersey and Pennsylvania added that amount to it. And so here is $1,002. They said the $2, they found out that there was a one-lock station somewhere that they called to keep the prices for $2. But I want to say now that if anybody in this crowd listening to me, or anybody over this radio, would like to send us in the additional $998, we'd be glad to count that as another 10,000-watt station. And we present this to you, and I want to say that I ask that we dedicate this to the memory of one of our great men and warriors that has stood with us through the year, dedicated to Dr. Clyde Kennedy. Thank you all very much, and I'm sure it's very evident that Charlie can do one say amen. We are most grateful for this. Now I shall bring you a brief message from the book of Proverbs, the 16th chapter. I wish to take these words in the third verse: commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Christian Admiral is being established. But some of us have certain ideas, certain dreams, certain plans on your thoughts. And the Lord has said that if you'll commit your works unto Him, your thoughts will be established. He will guide you, He will tell you, He will move ahead, and you won't make mistakes. We're here today to recognize that this Christian Admiral is a gift to us from Almighty God. The wind is pretty strong here, I see. Folks are out here in the broad daylight on this great veranda porch of the Christian Admiral, and many of you can hear the breaking of the waves. And all the fire standing here just blew over and didn't hurt anybody. But we're here now to recognize that God is the one who has established this. It came from Him. I was in company with some ladies here just recently, and one of them said, talking about a little boy, she says, I've been trying to train my little boy, and I told him that when I gave him an apple, he's supposed to say thankful, thank you for it. Well, beloved, God has given you and me a pretty big apple this afternoon. And we're here to say thank you for it. And our praise and our rejoicing is in gratitude to the Almighty God, who has led us in this great movement of separation, this great movement of obedience to His word, this great movement that is calling our people and our land back to the faith of our Father. But you know, when you have thoughts, you reach out, you step out, you try to do something, and then call it faith. Because that's what it is. You think that something can be done, you're not sure of all the elements involved, you study it the best way you can, but still you step out. And that's what we call faith. people talking about this matter of faith. In fact, just today I heard two people riding with me saying about the ninth hour. I heard a message where some man got up and said that all he'd accomplished was just by faith. Remember this lesson. But my friends, you have to have faith in some person. You just can't have blind faith. You just can't say I have faith and proceed to do something. Faith is attended with a certain element of knowledge. And it is our faith in God. So let's find works under the law. And my thoughts will be offense. And God will honor that kind of faith. What God leads you to do, God will provide the means to accomplish. You realize the condition in which this building was found, and even 2 weeks ago when some of you people came down here, you didn't think it would be possible that everything would fall into shape and that we would have this magnificent center with all these appointments and with the comforts and the conveniences that we have here, this beautiful dining room, the Reformation Hall and all, ready for today. But God has done it. And we're here now to bear testimony to the faithfulness of our God. Every time one of these waves breaks on this shore and you hear the noise of it, remember God is speaking to your people who dwell in the Christian Admiral and telling you that if you will commit your works unto Him, He will establish your cause. Every breaker along the seashore testifies to the faithfulness of the Almighty God. Two newspapers here that I brought along for this. The first one is a paper that came out of this column right over here by the center column. You go down these old columns that somewhat dilapidated with the woodpeckers, I think I better call them. But at any rate, when they took the column down, they found this entire newspaper, which I have in my hand. And this is the press for Philadelphia Saturday morning, April 21st, 1906, I say. 200,000 Spanish in Kansas City wait coming of food. 1/4 of San Francisco trains. Planes checked. And here's the story of the San Francisco earthquake and the disaster. Apparently, when they put that column up, they put the earthquake and the flames in it. By the way, we put up one in this place, and it has in it the Christian Beacon and the literature of the 22nd Reformation Hour. So we'll see what happens in the future. But I also have a newspaper that was published 1 week ago today in Moscow. And this is Pravda. This is Nikita Khrushchev's paper. Yeah, it's a double spread across the whole top of the page with Castro and Khrushchev with a hand wave. The entire paper's given over to Khrushchev's eulogy of Castro, and then the speech which has been recorded in this country. And in the speech, Nikita Khrushchev calls for peaceful coexistence. In the speech, Nikita Khrushchev says, that Castro and Khrushchev and Cuba and Russia are bound together forever and ever, and that they cannot be separated. He announces the Khrushchev doctrine for the Caribbean. And in the speech from Pravda, printed 1 week ago today in Moscow, Khrushchev says that they intend to carry Latin America into their socialism, and that it is their intent to win the world for socialism. Now, if he's going to be stopped, it will have to be done by God-fearing men and women. You know, I look out at this great crowd, everywhere I look, I see some very high-attending people. You're a mighty good-looking company of extremists. You're a mighty, mighty good-looking company of crackpots. I've looked at you back and forward, up and down, as you climb these stairs and going along, and you know, folks, I haven't seen anybody yet with a crack head. We are people who believe that God can help us, and that our fathers came to this land across this ocean that we see just here to my left. They came here to worship God. And we're here in Tickney, New Jersey, today to preserve our faith in that God. We have here the representative of the Gideons from the state of New Jersey, Mr. Hodges, who will present us with the Bible. Thank you, Dr. McIntyre. I'd like to say greetings to you in the name of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm happy to be here to represent Gideon's International and Gideon's Estate Lake County. We only have 4 members in the Estate Lake County camp. But God knows that Gideon overwhelmed the Mennonites with practicing faith worship. Dr. McIntyre, your committee of ladies, which is a decorating committee, really welcomed me most gloriously when I came to them to present them with this. They invited me in. They said that I was the first man that had come here to for us to, for them to have something without charge. And you know, they were just lovely to me, and I love every one of them. And as I present these 2 Bibles here, this is the gray and the blue, it seems like everything is turning out for uniform today. Gray and the blue, you remember that yoke uniform. I incidentally have spent 30.5 years in service to my country myself. Now I'm in more or less full-time service for my Lord. And as I present these to you, I chose these as the decorating committee. And there are 358 on the inside here, with these two, making 360, one for each room, and one for each desk of each official that has work to do here. Dr. McIntyre has me dedicate these now, in the service of our Lord. You might have thought that you have a pretty good sized apple here, but surely God's word that has been placed, over 53 million have been placed since 1908, is a great apple too. We're thankful for that, and we now have accomplished the act of having 60 countries, foreign countries, that have self-sustaining Gideon camps in them. We're thankful to God that He has made this possible for us. I present you these in token of those that love you and those that think of you and pray for you and your work. And may God bless you as we bow our heads in prayer. Precious Lord, we thank you for the gift of our Son Christ Jesus. We thank you for thine own self. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father. We thank you for this work here. We ask you to bless the doctor and keep him in his health and strength. Just keep our healing hand upon him that he might not become weak, that he might stay strong. And those that are following him, dear Lord, we know that we are worshiping thee as our Heavenly Father. And again, Christ is our Savior and the Holy Spirit. This group, dear Lord, we ask to bless and care for him and keep him in our care. We pray that these Bibles, which will be placed in the rooms here in this Admiral, dear Lord, Christian Admiral, we pray that some soul might come to know Christ as their Savior. The prime purpose of them being placed for that reason. We thank you, dear Lord, for the information that we know that is recorded in this international headquarters, Heavenly Father, where every 24 hours of every day of every week, it is a copy that 24 souls have written in and acknowledged that they have accepted Christ as their Savior. May they continue it for this one purpose, that they might be our missionaries on duty 24 hours a day, in the schools, in the motels, in the hotels, the penal institutions, the barbershops, the firehouses, or any place where a person makes a stand to read them. Bless them, dear Lord, that these souls might come to know Christ as their Savior. In His precious name we ask it. Amen. Right here, we accept these Bibles and we pray the Spirit's blessing upon the Word of God. Now we come to a point in the program where we want to have greetings presented to us. I have telegrams and messages that come to me literally from all over the world. here from India, from Kerala. The St. Thomas Evangelical Church. I have another here from France, from Pastor Dijon, who's leader of the Methodist Church in France. I have a great many, which we'd like to take the time to read. Well, we do have two brethren with us. Dr. Arthur Detoff, the General Secretary of the American Council of Christian Churches in New York. Dr. Platt. Dr. McIntyre, ladies and gentlemen, Christian brethren, and sisters in the Lord. I'm very happy indeed to have the privilege of representing the American Council of Christian Churches and in having a part in this great dedication service. As I listened to the remarks that were made by Dr. McIntyre about faith, it occurred to me that our Bible makes it very clear to us that faith and works go together. This gathering today is an evidence of great and mighty faith in God, but it's also the evidence of a tremendous amount of work that has been carried on by a man raised up of God, surrounded with other men who believe in the Word of God and in the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ. The American Council of Christian Churches was founded through the leadership of the man who has also been used of God in the leadership that has brought about the acquisition of this great building for the use of those who believe in the Word of God and in the testimony of Jesus Christ. This takes in the American Council of Christian Churches. It began through the inspired work of Dr. McIntyre. And we're here today because of the way God has inspired him and God is using him in the dedication of this building. I want to just remind you that the American Council of Christian Churches, formed today with 15 constituent members, began just as a despised little testimony. But today, it is rapidly moving to a constituency of 2 million members. And in all matters of radio and television, the American Council of Christian Churches today represents approximately 4.5 million people. We're on the move for God. We're on the move for the testimony for the Word of God and for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And every one of the American Council of Christian Churches, the General Association of Regular Baptist Churches, the Bible Protestant Churches, the Bible Presbyterian Church, the Evangelical Methodist, and the others that we might take time to mention, are all happy to have a part in this dedication service today. Dr. McIntyre, on behalf of the American Council of Christian Churches, I want to express to you our appreciation, every denomination, for your leadership and for the blessings of God evidence in this gathering today. Thank you. Let us all turn, please, to our hymn sheet. And I want you to turn to the hymn, America the Beautiful. Let's stand and sing it as we say goodbye to our audience that's been with us in the radio land here along the Eastern Seaboard. America the Beautiful.